Now turn to part three, questions 14 to 19. You will hear a man talking to a group of people about the riding holidays he organises. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at part three. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Well, thank you for inviting me here today to talk to you about the riding and holiday centre I run. I understand that some of you are keen to visit us. We opened the centre 6 years ago and organise holidays for people of all levels of experience. Let me tell you about a normal day's programme. You'll probably be pleased to know we don't make you get up too early. After breakfast at 8:30, we begin at about 10 o'clock by getting the horses ready. You need to make sure you have the right equipment before the ride begins at about 11:30. For the first few miles, we go quite slowly, braking for about an hour at midday, near a beach or lake where you can swim or sunbathe. We arrive back at the centre at about 4 o'clock. Everyone has to wear a hard hat, and these are available, free of charge, at the centre. Trainers are no good for riding, I'm afraid. Strong shoes or boots with a small heel are best. Warm clothes, such as jeans and sweater, some swimwear, and a small shoulder bag for carrying a packed lunch are useful. All our accommodation is in double rooms with bathrooms. We have a television room and a games room, and there's a safe area in the garden for children to play in. In the local area, there are lots of things to see and do. Both golf and fishing are available, and there's an excellent museum not far away. And now for the price. Well, a four-day holiday is £292 per person, and that includes the riding, the equipment, the accommodation, and all food. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them now. Thank you.
Now listen again.
Well, thank you for inviting me here today to talk to you about the riding and holiday centre I run. I understand that some of you are keen to visit us. We opened the centre 6 years ago and organise holidays for people of all levels of experience. Let me tell you about a normal day's programme. You'll probably be pleased to know we don't make you get up too early. After breakfast at 8:30, we begin at about 10 o'clock by getting the horses ready. You need to make sure you have the right equipment before the ride begins at about 11:30. For the first few miles, we go quite slowly, braking for about an hour at midday, near a beach or lake where you can swim or sunbathe. We arrive back at the centre at about 4 o'clock. Everyone has to wear a hard hat, and these are available, free of charge, at the centre. Trainers are no good for riding, I'm afraid. Strong shoes or boots with a small heel are best. Warm clothes, such as jeans and sweater, some swimwear, and a small shoulder bag for carrying a packed lunch are useful. All our accommodation is in double rooms with bathrooms. We have a television room and a games room, and there's a safe area in the garden for children to play in. In the local area, there are lots of things to see and do. Both golf and fishing are available, and there's an excellent museum not far away. And now for the price. Well, a four-day holiday is £292 per person, and that includes the riding, the equipment, the accommodation, and all food. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them now. Thank you.
That is the end of part three.